My heart is moved with pity for the crowd. And that's kind of the common theme of Christ, his disposition towards us. His heart is moved with pity for the crowd. So we can look back to the first reading. And in that, the first sentence from that reading, the section today, is one of my favorite verses, which I think are some of the most precious words in all of Scripture. It's right after the fall. Adam and Eve have just eaten the forbidden fruit, and they themselves realized that they were naked, and they went to hide themselves. And the first reply of God the Father to them is, "Where are you?" His heart was moved with pity for them. He was in search for them. He was desiring for them. He missed them. He was without them. He was looking for them. I think that's a great reflection for us, and a great, like, just a nugget of knowledge for us. That how often, whenever we commit a sin, we feel afraid, or we feel distant, we separate ourselves from God. Our Father comes in search for us. Where are you? And that's the synopsis, a snapshot of all of the Old Testament, culminating with the Son of God coming man, coming as man to save his people. He's looking for us. He's looking for you. And when he sees you in your state of traveling for 3 days on the verge of collapsing, his heart is moved with pity for you. Knowing that you can go no further, he supplies for whatever you need. And as the crowd today ate and were satisfied, we are satisfied by the sustenance of our Lord. I mean, we have to know this. Not to take it an easy approach to sin and like it's no big deal. We don't want to presume on God's mercy. But we can have confidence in his mercy. That he comes to us. He's moved with pity for us. And he meets our needs. And has a desire to reclaim, to gather his children once again into his fold. And just as today, he supplied for their needs with the bread, with the fish, we heard in the first reading, his main gift to us to meet our needs in the Blessed Mother. And the new Eve who was named Eve because she was the mother of all the living, our Blessed Mother Mary, who we call the new Eve, because as we read in the book of Revelation, she's the mother of all those who believe in her Son. This beautiful gift of our Blessed Mother, through whom the head of the serpent is crushed, and salvation is won for us. And it is that woman whom the church gives us today as a beacon of light, of hope, this refuge of sinners. We heard in the response to our song, he has been our refuge. Our Blessed Mother is the refuge of sinners. And today, Our Lady of Lourdes. So in 1858, to this poor peasant girl in the swamp waters of France, the beautiful lady in white appeared and helped her pray the rosary, who smiled at her. And eventually, when asked her name, she would say, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Only 4 years after the dogma had been declared, way before social media, way before the easy dissemination of information, this peasant girl with almost no education was able to tell her priest and her bishop about the Immaculate Conception. Proof that what this lady in white said was true. There's no way this young girl could have known that phrase and given it back to the priest. Our Blessed Mother appeared to this lady, and her message was to pray for the conversion of sinners. Every time our Blessed Mother has appeared throughout history, pray the rosary for the conversion of sinners. For those who are lost, those who are separated, those who are hurt and sick and suffering, pray the rosary for them. Help us sustain them. Be that avenue. As the disciples distributed the bread, we can distribute the grace, we can say in a way. We can distribute the healing and the sustenance of our Father to those around us who are hurting as we pray the Holy Rosary for them. This is the message of our Blessed Mother at Lourdes and every time she appears. Today also the World Day of Prayer for the sick and those suffering. Because as you probably know, Lourdes is a great pilgrimage site for those who are sick and suffering. Our Blessed Mother told Bernadette to dig a stream, and she did. And these waters which have been tested, and there's nothing miraculous about them, there's no special qualities, other than our Lord says, come and you will be healed. Thousands of people have gone to Lourdes, bathed in the water, and have been healed. Our heart, the heart of our Lord is moved with pity for his children, for each one of us. And he will do whatever he can. He already has by dying on the cross. He renews that sacrifice each day for us. He wants to know where we are because he wants us back with him. Through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, through the intercession of Saint Bernadette, let us surrender our lives to the Lord once again. Let him meet our needs and let us eat and be satisfied. Amen.